At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. We're way behind. We got Justin at the bottom of the hour. Warehouse Live guy. Got it handed to him last week. Love that. Love that. He got destroyed. And the people win. When Justin loses, the people win. And that's awesome. We've got World Series tonight. Yamamoto on the mound tonight. And it's time to hit this dude, okay? You ever see Bugs Bunny and he throws when he's pitching and the ball, the way it's
spins? A lot of movement on Bugs Bunny's pitches.
I mean, that's what Yamamoto is like.
Mm-hmm.
He throws, I mean, it is ridiculous how much spin dude has.
Yep.
I'm calling for a Tommy John for him. Okay.
You're calling for something to derail his career.
Well, why is it that our pitchers can get Tommy John's because with all the spin they put on it, but
to the club. What's taking you so long to start wishing bad things on our ops?
Bad people. Both of you.
What is taking you so long? Saying,
you're maybe calling for Tommy John.
No, it's just a little inflammation tonight.
But we know what that means as a Astro fan. We know.
Yeah, I'm usually a little bit more.
Sometimes inflammation doesn't mean you're out for 2 years.
At least a year and a half.
Oof. Elbow inflammation, forearm inflammation, soreness, general soreness.
He's got a bad cold.
Oh, you mean chest congestion or something?
Yeah, that's
fine. Or flu. Give him COVID, whatever.
Give him COVID.
Got a little calf injury, that's all. That'll clear
COVID
up.
COVID will keep him out of this game and the next game.
By next season. Yeah, that'll clear up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, the Dodgers know about winning titles with COVID, so.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's all they
do. That's the only way they win.
Besides last year.
And the other one.
We just have to disrupt the championships. This is one where I really do want the Blue Jays to win. It's not a joke. Yeah. It's not a joke. I really do want them to win. I think it's going to be tough today. You get to a game seven, you see what happens in a game seven. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you guys are focused on that. I'm actually thinking about my day tomorrow. As a YouTube TV subscriber, do I need to go to a sports bar? Do I watch it illegally? What am I going to do tomorrow?
You're going to have to.
Oh, you can do it. Just call Raheel, figure it out illegally.
No, I already have an option illegally, but I would like to watch it on an actual TV, not my laptop. Tough sledding today.
You just need ESPN Plus.
I don't want to pay them.
I'm not giving you my password. They want you're always so ugly to me.
You're worse to me. Yeah, part of this whole thing is they have an app. So they're jacking up the price for providers. Hey, come over to the app. Pay for
our
app.
You think that's it?
I think it's part of the deal. They got their own app.
It might
be. No. These fights, I was talking to my wife about it last night. She said, these fights are real. They don't want to pay.
I understand they're real. I understand YouTube TV doesn't want to pay. But ESPN has an app that they would love for people to flock over to as well.
Yeah. That is true. But... This is harmful for them. There's ratings that are at stake here this is harmful. They're not doing this.
They'd like you to have both.
They want you to have both, but they would rather not risk all these viewers they're going to lose. YouTube TV, I think my wife was under the impression it's the number one non-cable provider.
I'm not surprised. You don't have to. It's pretty easy to use and pretty easy to set up. Just have a Gmail account and you're already halfway there. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, and so they're it's harmful for every one of their platforms, Disney's platforms.
Let's so tonight you've got the Blue Jays is the Blue Jays and Dodgers. Dodgers are -140 favorite Yamamoto, so not huge to win the series. The series is now, well, I don't know if I have this series actually. Series odds, it should be, yesterday it was, like I said, it was about 185. My guess is that has come down some. I would think people would, here it is. No, Dodgers still 185. Blue Jays 230 to win the series. The Dodgers +185 to win the series. They're favored with Yamamoto going today. So, but you know, you got to win twice on the road. But one thing we found in baseball, it's not the hardest thing in the world to win on the road.
Nope. You can do it.
Blue Jays, 3.5 total runs, over or under. Yamamoto's total outs, pitching outs, is 18.5. They're basically saying, will he go 6 2/3?
Right.
I mean, the dude's gone two straight complete games.
Yeah, but now he's got to deal with George Springer being back.
That's true. No, they're going to get to him tonight. And it's a must win. If he gives up a couple, they're going to have to yank him. So
why?
Because it's an elimination game.
Yeah, I never understood that. If you still have a really good pitcher, their bullpen sucks. I don't think you have to yank him at all. The Dodgers bullpen has been an issue for him.
Yeah,
I'm sticking with the guy who's the best. Two runs, big deal anyway. That dude's better than anybody you got in the bullpen.
Well, two runs and then guys on base.
Yeah, but he's better than anybody you got in the bullpen, though. You don't think he can get out of it? He's got Bugs Bunny pitches, like you said.
Yeah. No, he is the best, no question. No, he is the – yeah. But you got to balance that against, man, if he doesn't have it tonight.
Yeah, you know? Well, you can tell if he doesn't have it. I mean, you know, there's – yes, yes, there's – giving up two runs is one thing. If it's two runs and, you know, he's missing the strike zone and he doesn't have it, that's a different thing if that's the case. When we come back, I want to look at the entire NFL slate. The Texans are a 1.5 favorite. We'll get into it a little bit more. But I want to look at all the games and see where the upsets are. Because this is actually, looking at the spreads here, there's a couple blowouts on the board, but there's a lot of them that are within 3 points. This is a pretty critical week in the NBA, or NFL. It's not a huge college football week. Not on the surface, but it's always big if the certain team loses.
What?
But in pro football, there's a lot of them. Huh? Oh, but there's a lot of games that are pretty important with short, like the Washington Commanders. They pretty much have to win at 3-5. They pretty much have to win at home against Seattle. And Jaden Daniels should be there for that. So there's some big ones. Buffalo Bills are 2.5 or 2-point dogs at home, you know, against Kansas City Chiefs. This is a chance for the Bills to reassert themselves. And frankly, Josh Allen's been really good against Pat Mahomes historically. This is one of the games that he does really well in the regular season. It's just postseason. It's hard to get past Kansas City for anybody, for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, listen, we've been talking about YouTube TV. We got to go to keepmynetworks.com, because if you have YouTube TV, you don't have ESPN, you don't have ABC. So let's go to keepmynetworks.com to keep ESPN. They're dark right now. We're dark in the studio. How about that? You can't watch it right now. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, I want to talk about, well, you got a sporting event that's a big one tomorrow. It's the West Virginia Mountaineers coming in, taking on the Cougs at 11 a.m. at TDECU Stadium. Cougars nationally ranked at number 22 in the country, 7-1. Another conference game. Every conference game is huge. We want to stay near the top. They could be in the Big 12 championship game. That's how well they're playing. And you got to get out there. Heroes are being honored, the military and first responders. They're also going to be honoring the 2015 Peach Bowl champs. Tickets starting at just $20.15 because they're honoring the 2015 Peach Bowl champs. And UH's athletic director, UH's director of strength and conditioning, rather, Coach Hester, lost his battle with cancer on Saturday. Coach Hester's favorite color was black, so in honor of him, wear black. It'll be a blackout game. Look, get on out there. The Cougs need you. They're a really good football team. Let's support them. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Get your tickets today.
Burger Chan, one of the best burger spots in the entire city of Houston. Everyone knows it. If you're a big burger fan, you already know about them. If you haven't been there, strongly recommend you go. They've got great burgers. They've got smash burgers. They've got the standard patties. They've got amazing chicken sandwiches and hot dogs. I've had them all. Falafel sandwich had that. Fried fish, they added that about 2 years ago. Awesome milkshakes. Guess what they're doing for you? When your hometown football team wins, and you know what? Last week they won. Hopefully you went in and took advantage, like I told you. When they win this weekend on Sunday, which they're going to, on Monday you go into Burger Chan here at 5353 West Alabama. You'll find it. It's over here at the same building where we work. It's in the Galleria area. Stop in, get yourself one of those sandwiches, and just say, go Texan, or say, ESPN 97.5 told me to come in and get my free side. And what they'll do is give you a free side order, which is tater tots, spicy tater tots. You've got sweet potato fries. You've got French fries. It's your choice. Get that side order along for absolutely free, along with the purchase of one of your sandwiches at Burger Chan. At any point, stop in and enjoy great lunch all throughout the weekend. And they're doing dinners as well on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturday. It's Burger Chan in the Galleria area. Don't forget, if you win, your hometown team wins, free side order with the order of a sandwich on Monday. Don't miss out.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We got a couple segments left. We got Justin coming up. Beat the Warehouse Live guy. Lost last week. Let's hope we got. Who's our contestant today, though?
I'll find it. I don't have. I think it's Chris, actually. I think I called him earlier. His name's Chris.
All right. Let's go, Chris. Beat Justin. That's so great. So great when the people win. Okay? That's what I love. I'm a man of the people. And Justin, he just wants to keep his tickets and his limo rides to himself. So I'm not about that. I'm about giving it to the people. Okay?
You know, I've only been around Justin a couple of times, but he seems far from that type of guy.
Well, seems to me like that.
He just wants to keep things to himself.
Yeah. Did you guys see Jaylen Brown this week? You know, I guess he went to Turkey to do his hair.
No, he didn't go to Turkey. That's the issue. He's playing games.
He's painting his hair.
Yeah. He was a guy for a long time who had a lot of hair, and then he got braids, and sometimes, depending on how you treat him, the braids can affect you. And he now has had close.
That's true. I didn't know that.
Depends. Oh, yeah. It's not guaranteed, but it depends.
Not great when you're pulling your hair as hard as you possibly can.
And maybe he shouldn't have been a guy who had braids in the first place. But besides the point now, he's got a short haircut, and it doesn't grow unevenly. So he's on TV. I'm sure that plays part of it. He was painting his head, and you could see, for some reason, when he was trying to get freedom from a defender, he would drop his head, and he'd rub top of his head against the jersey or an undershirt, a white one. And two times already, he has rubbed part of his look on a guy's jersey. So he had a stream where he said he was going to call LeBron about hooking him up with going to Turkey. The announcers for the Celtics made reference to him going to Turkey.
Charles and Kenny and Shaq, did you see what they did? Oh my God. They spent 20 minutes on it. And then Kenny and Charles, I think, was saying something about Kenny. You got to why don't you cut your hair? You need to go bald, or why you? I don't know. He was arguing something. I was in the gym watching. Shaq had a huge wig on. You don't want to get in their way because they're going to take something, and they won't even talk basketball for half an hour. They'll just talk about you. They were talking to Charles, wanted to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, so they talked about that too.
Right. Well, that was their welcome to ESPN, because you can't have a show on ESPN unless you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's
right. They haven't changed a bit over on ESPN.
No, I didn't think they would.
They're great. That is the best show. That is the best pre, post, whatever. The best that there's been ever. Number one. And I don't even know if it's close. I don't even think it's close. 713-780-37. I think we've hit most everything this week. Do you think we're going to be able to play What Did You Learn This Week on the show?
Do we have time for that?
Well, we got...
We got Justin up next and your News of the Weird.
And we got News of the Weird coming right too.
We have time for that.
I wouldn't mind if with News of the Weird we could put in, you know, What Did You Learn This Week? And if we get a bunch of calls, if we don't get any, we'll do News of the Weird.
Well, if people want to call in for that, let them know. If you want to call in right around 9:52. If you want to call in at 9:52 for What Have You Learned, we can do that. But as far as what we might have missed as far as today's show, we didn't talk about the Spurs getting off to a 5-0 start. Wimby continues to do Wimby things. Apparently it's going to work out for him in San Antonio. They're off to a great start.
It appears that way.
We briefly touched on earlier Woodward, who's out at LSU. That governor, Jeff Landry, did not and does not like him. Felt like he spearheaded that. We didn't get to the NFL weekend Lance wanted to talk about.
Yeah, let's do that now. I've actually got these pulled up. Here's some of the games that I was referencing. Let me pull the spreads up on these. Here's your NFL slate, and there's some competitive games in here. The Bears are at the Bengals. You know, the Bears are 4-3. I mean, this is a pretty huge game for them, and the Bengals aren't officially out of it necessarily.
Well,
so I don't give them a lot of chance because I don't think they can keep winning, but, you know, you never know.
You know, the Bears losing to – look at the Ravens are playing so much better. So much better football. They caught them at the wrong time.
Well, the problem with the Bears is that, you know, that division is an incredibly competitive division, the NFC North. So they really can't afford to lose this game. They're a 2.5-point favorite at the Bengals. I like the Bengals. 49ers are 2.5-point favorite at the Giants. I like the 49ers in this one. I think losing Scataboo is going to hurt. The Giants, Niners are 5-3. Giants are 2-6.
Jackson Dart might. I don't know.
Is the defensive line all out for the 49ers still?
They always are. Falcons at the Patriots. Patriots minus 5.5. Falcons suck right now. They're dead. That's not good.
They just they're up. They're very up and down.
Yeah, they just
they're very up and down. I gotta like the Patriots. Patriots playing consistent
at football. Home.
Yeah, even with the number, I probably would like it. The Colts are at the Steelers. A little bit of a trap game for the Colts. I could see the Steelers winning that one. This is one of those games where it just feels like, are the Colts like for real, where they can get have a run like 14-3? Are they that good? We'll see.
Panthers at the Packers, 13. I like the Panthers.
I'd probably take the points, but they're not beating the Packers. No chance.
No, but the Packers fall asleep sometimes.
How about the Vikings? Some people think that the Vikings could be an interesting spot to have an underdog jump up and make it really competitive against the Lions. I'm not super interested in laying 9 points with the Lions, but I also don't. I'm not sure I see this one as super competitive personally.
Yeah.
Our Texans are 1.5 against the Broncos. That's a reasonable number. I'd lay
that is,
if you like the Texans, one. You might as well lay it.
I don't know which one. Chargers are 8.5 at Tennessee.
I got 9.5 is the updated
one. Well, I got 8.5 right now. Wentz has gone down.
Well, I've got it 9.5, and it hasn't gone down.
Jacksonville.
Well, wait. Well, hold on. How do we see that? I mean, there's no way you can like Tennessee to do anything at this point.
I don't like giving 8.5 with the Chargers, though.
I'll give whatever you want. Anything under 13.
Oh, you know what? Mine's 9.5, too. My eyes are. 9.5.
Anything that's under 13, I'm Chargers.
Yeah.
Chargers have to keep winning. The Titans literally suck right now. The Titans are terrible. They got a quarterback that's not playing well. They got a team that's checked out because they don't have a head coach anymore. They got bad ownership. Anything less than, you know, like I said, 13, they'll win by 13 or more. I'm not worried about laying this.
We got to get quicker on these. Jacksonville at Vegas. Jacksonville's minus 2.5.
I'll take Vegas.
I ain't interested in giving Jacksonville giving points.
I'll take Vegas.
I'll take Vegas on that one, too. Saints plus 14 at the Rams.
Tyler Shuck versus that defensive line. No, thanks. I'm not touching it. It's too many at 14, but there's no way I like the Saints to play well against the Rams.
If you gun to my head, I'm taking the Rams.
I would, too.
Chiefs minus 2 at the Bills.
Honestly, I'm probably going Chiefs. Okay. And this is a spot where I would have gone Bills every year, and I've done well predicting against the Chiefs in these spots. But you know what? I don't know that the Bills have it this year defensively, and I think the Chiefs are looking pretty legit right now. Too legit to quit, in fact.
I don't know. I got the Bills. Seahawks minus 3 at the Commanders.
I'll go Commanders. Time for the Commanders to rise up.
Where's Jaden? He's out, isn't he?
I think Jaden's playing.
I didn't see anything. If he's playing, I'll take the Commanders. If he's not, I'm going Seahawks. Cardinals at Dallas. Who cares? Monday night. No,
he's in line to return, but Terry McLaurin is out.
Yeah. I do know this. Justin is next. Warehouse Live guy. Going to be playing Chris. We'll see if he can't get destroyed again this week. But right now, I want you to get to Texas Card House. How about, I don't talk about this enough, is Hijack Poker, which is their app that you're playing against just Texas people. I mean, Texas Card House has locations all throughout the state, so you could be playing someone in Austin or Dallas or San Antonio. But here's the deal, is you're only playing Texas people, and you can deposit and withdraw your money at Texas Card House locations. So it's not like you can go and bring cash. If you don't want to use your credit card, because you have to use your credit card at all of these other places, you don't have to with Hijack Poker, because you can go to Texas Card House and put the money down and put it in your account, and you can withdraw it that way too, which is a big advantage, because a lot of these places, these poker apps, it's like, you know, pulling teeth to get the money out. Not a Texas Card House. Simple. You just go to Texas Card House. Hey, take it out of my account. I won big. I want to take some money out. Boom. It's like you've got a bank at Texas Card House. TexasCardHouse.com. Find out the locations are at Westheimer in Spring. And also coming up in just 10 days, you've got the big Trailblazer Season 2 at Spring, where a $1.1 million is going to be on the line. The only place to play right now in the city of Houston, Texas Card House, TexasCardHouse.com.
Hey, M&J Electrical Supply. I want to talk about what they're doing for you. If you're a contractor, general contractor, electrical contractor, let them come in there and help you out. Let me give you an example. They're buying. A lot of times, they will buy the used equipment that you have. They refurbish it to excellent working condition. And they can also sell it with a one-year warranty. So they can buy from you. They can sell to you. Make it easy. A lot of times, you can't find certain things from an electrical standpoint until, you know, you're not going to get it shipped in until 3 weeks. They can get it much quicker for you because they probably have it. So cut back on your lead time, start saving you money. That's actual real money. And they can also make you money because they're buying surplus equipment that doesn't end up getting used on certain projects. So they'll buy that surplus equipment from you. There's more money in your pocket. And here's the best one. If you've got old, outdated, you know, switches, breakers, whatever the case may be, what they will do is they will come in professionally, take it out, remove it, and then they pay you for all of that, and not scrap prices. If you're taking that and you're getting scrap prices, you're literally throwing money down the drain. They will give you good money for it. So that's even more money in your pocket. Do not miss out. Emergency needs for electrical parts, they've got you 24/7, 365. Call right now, 713-699-5055. If you don't know about them, many of you already do, but it's 713-699-5055, or you can email them at sales@mnjelectrical.com.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Your You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, before we get started, I want to remind you, look, you have got to go to keepmynetworks.com to get ESPN back. It's off. If you're a YouTube TV customer, you do not have ESPN or ABC right now. So you want college football, college game day, Monday Night Football, NBA, college basketball, go to keepmynetworks.com to get ESPN back. All right, let's play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy like we did last week. Oh, Jay, sorry about that. You got your ass kicked last week.
Well, if you're going to have your first losing week of the year, you might as well go 0-5 and get rid of all the losses.
Oh, just an ass whooping you took. And you got, I beat you in fantasy. You're having a bad time right now. Beat you in fantasy.
Yeah, it's been a rough one.
You're having a tough time of it. But we got, so you had to give away those tickets and the limo ride there and back. So what's going on at Warehouse Live right now?
Well, there's a big Afrotech conference at the George R. Brown this week. So we actually have 6 days in a row of R&B, hip-hop, and rap. So tonight we have South House. Saturday we have Mashup Sessions House Party. Sunday we have Cash Page. Monday we have Rex Life Raj. Tuesday we have Schwem. Wednesday we have Valiant.
Wow.
So
sounds
pretty
like
much
a
one genre a week.
How about that? You don't usually do that either. You like to mix it up.
Well, it's a big week. It is. It's always a big week for us. So, and half of those are rentals by people coming in town. So it works out good.
That's great. Good for you. WarehouseLive.com, WarehouseLive.com. Get your tickets. Step right up. Get your tickets at WarehouseLive.com. So what, you had to give away those tickets. What do you think we should play for this week?
Well, I did a quick skim. There's not a, the Rockets aren't in town much this month. And the Texans have that Thursday night game, but the limo is not available that night. So we're going to go December 3rd. It's down the road a little bit, but Rockets-Kings.
Rockets-Kings, December 3rd. Rockets-Kings.
Wait a little while, man.
Yeah, got to wait a month.
Got time to plan.
That's okay.
That's true. You can turn it into a night.
This will probably be the same prize for the next 3 or 4 weeks, so I'm not really worried about it.
Oh, did you hear that, Chris?
Wow.
Chris, did you hear that?
I did.
Whoa, what do you say? What do you got to say for yourself when Justin is destroying you before you even get on?
Hey, I got a call into a couple guys. I got picks or guarantees.
Guaranteed picks. Guaranteed.
No Sharpie. I don't like playing against Sharpies here. No Sharps. No Sharps allowed. Pick of the year.
Wow, you're in trouble, Justin, once again. And you usually don't run your mouth this early, but we'll see.
I didn't know he had guaranteed locks.
But you didn't know. You didn't know. You should have waited to find out if he had the guaranteed locks this week. What do you do for a living, Chris?
I'm in commercial real estate.
Commercial real estate. Oh, he's got the money to throw around. He's got the money to throw around on these picks, on these touts out there. Did you call Hatchet Man? Is that who you call?
I did not. Picks have not been hitting.
Wow. Hatchet Man's taking
it. He had Ohio State last week in a bye week.
He did. He did. And he took Texas Tech, you know, money line. They were minus 37 and a half.
Another dub.
Yeah, got the dub. He got the dub on that one. So let's go. Let's see. You're talking a lot of smack here. We're going to play for December 3rd tickets with the limo ride there and back. Let's play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. Justin, you're first.
All right. I hate this slate, and you know I hate it because my first pick is going to be the L.A. Chargers.
The L.A. Chargers minus 9.5.
Wow.
9.5.
I kind of like it, too, though.
I don't like giving 9.5 on the road
like
with
it.
The Chargers. All right. Okay.
You like the Titans? You like the Titans then?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Chris, who you like?
Let's go Colts minus 3.
The Colts at this point in our lives, the Indianapolis football
Colts. Are
they Colts
3 or 3.5?
Are minus 3. Minus
okay.
3.
No Colts!
Justin?
Can I ask you, is that the lock of the year so I can put a little cash on it if it's the lock of the year?
Mm-hmm.
50 units. I think that's a woolly bee pick. I'm not for sure, but let's go. This is terrible, but I'm going to take the Lions.
The Lions. Wow, you're taking 9-point favorites. -9. Lions -9 against Minnesota. He's got -9.5 and -9. This is not like you, Justin.
It's a little off.
What do you got, Chris?
Let's go even bigger. Rams -13.5.
I got 14. We got 14.
I'll take the 14.
14. Rams -14 against the New Orleans Saints. Wow, looks like the books are going to clean up this week.
I guess we'll find out. What I know favorites have been winning for like 3 years straight.
You know what? Let me think about this. I'm going to take the Jacksonville over.
Over in the Jacksonville Jaguar game. The Jacksonville Jaguars over 44.5. Over 44.5. All right, Chris.
Hate to do this, but I got to go Broncos +1.
Broncos +1.5. Broncos +1.5 against our Houston Texans. He hates Houston. He hates Houston. Justin?
Let's go with the Raiders.
The Raiders, at this point in our lives, are +2.5 at home against the Jaguars. It's +2.5. And Chris?
I'll take the Jags out of that.
You got the what?
The Jags.
That is a...
Dirty, filthy.
I like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
Okay, girl.
That's a double banger. Right
bye, bitch.
Wow. threw in a bye, bitch? Wow.
We did.
That's ugly. That we didn't need.
That's directed at Liam Cohen.
Right at Liam Cohen? He did. Is that it? That's five?
That is four piece.
We got one more. Let's see if we can get another DB. Justin?
I'm so unsure about this slate. I'm down to two games. I'm going to give them out, and then I'm going to have Lance pick the one he likes the most.
Oh, my God.
Either the Seahawks or the Cardinals.
Cardinals are... +2.5, Seahawks -3 at Washington.
They're -3 at Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like Seattle. I guess I'll go with the Cardinals.
Cardinals +2.5 at the Cowboys. Cardinals +2.5.
Yeah, I like Washington with Jaden Daniels back +1. That's what I like.
Yeah, oh yeah, at home plus.
That's
a
what
point.
I'm stressing.
That's gotta move if Jaden's back. That's gotta move big.
I would think Arizona's +2.5 at Dallas. Ooh, yucky, Justin. That's why you went 0-5 last week. You're trying to put me on these losers.
And Chris,
he's trying to make me pick a loser.
What's your final pick?
What do you got for the Patriots? -5.5?
Yep, -5.5.
I'll take the Patriots.
The Patriots are -5.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. At home against the Atlanta Falcons.
Can they keep it going? Can they keep the run going?
At -5. Well, they're looking good. All right. Dell, who's they got?
Justin has Chargers -9.5. Lions -9. He's got the over with the Jags and the Raiders at 44.5. He's got Raiders +2.5 and the Cardinals in Dallas +2.5. Right. Colts -3 for Chris. Rams -14. Broncos +1.5 against our hometown Texans. Jags -2.5 in our double banger. And the Patriots -5.5 against the Falcons team who just got blown out the week prior.
There it is. There you have it. Well, Chris, best of luck, except your Denver pick. We will be rooting for
you. The Texans can win by, one, and he would still win?
Yes, he'd still win. Texans can win by one, he could still win. But we don't want it. We don't want that.
Game winning field goal by Kaimi.
How about that with 1 second left?
Yeah.
How about that?
We all win.
Chris, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Best of luck. Hope you go 4-1. And Justin, warehouselive.com is where you find all of the shows, the great shows at Warehouse Live. Big week. A big, big week. A lot of stuff going on. So go to warehouselive.com. As always, man, we appreciate it. And we hope you we're rooting for Chris. We're rooting for Chris this week.
You know what? Maybe we'll watch some of those games on YouTube TV, because YouTube TV customers get the sports you love on ESPN back. They're gone. College football, college game day, Monday Night Football, NBA, college basketball, all the programming actually right here in the studio is gone. Act now. Go to keepmynetworks.com to get your ESPN back.
There it is. Justin, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for hanging.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
We'll see you.
That's time to talk Chastain Ford right now. Chastain Ford is where you get your Ford on. You get your SUV and you get your pickup truck. They've got deals going on right now. Love Chastain Ford. They're going to find the deal for you. They're going to give you all the rebates that Ford gives. A lot of these dealerships, they'll just hold them back and we're not doing that. We're not going to give those. I think they use them themselves. And here's the deal: is Chastain Ford is going to give you those rebates. They're going to make sure that you get the best financing you can. I told the story. You know, Ford Financing had one rate, and they said, no, we're going to find a bank for you because Ford's financing is higher. So they didn't use Ford Financing. You think Ford likes that? Chastain's don't care. They want you to have the best car buying experience. They don't care about anything. They want you to get the best deal that you can possibly get. That's what happens at Chastain Ford every single time. You're going to find out where your number has to be every month and put you in that number, as opposed to just gouging you and getting as much as they possibly can. That's why you'll go back. I go back every time I need a new car, and you'll go back too. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So apparently a United flight from Des Moines to Chicago was delayed 4 hours because two flight attendants got into an argument. They had to deplane and get back on and ended up a four-hour delay because, according to a passenger sitting in first class asked to switch seats with a man sitting in coach so she could sit with her husband. One of the flight attendants said it was fine. The other one disagreed. And then they refused to work together. So they had to find, because they argued about it, they had to find another flight attendant and didn't leave for 4 hours.
Must have had some running beef. To have that happen, right. I'd be so pissed.
I think the only question here is, how hot were they?
So it was two women flight attendants.
We don't know. Oh. You don't know.
You don't know.
Well, that's why I asked. I know. My question was security? I didn't know.
Is that a security hazard? Like, who's really... Somebody's just trying to be extra. To honestly say, oh, I don't know, this isn't protocol. Shut up, we're trying to leave.
Do you think it was more in line with this?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
You never know.
Yeah, if it was a guy and a woman... She should have just said, okay, whatever you think is best.
And she's, no.
Is that how you operate?
Whatever that's right. You say is best.
Or was it more like,
bitch!
Excuse me!
Bitch!
Apparently this woman is going viral because she says her boyfriend won't marry her unless she will have threesomes going forward.
We all have our demands.
I don't know that she need to put all that business out.
If you marry, I won't marry you unless we can start swinging.
Wait, so they don't currently have threesomes? He wants that as part
going
of
going forward.
The benefit
in the future.
I haven't thought of it. You think, well, she or he, I guess, used to do stuff before we got married, and now doesn't do that stuff anymore because they already got you locked in. He wants to add stuff.
Add stuff. Yeah.
Enticements.
That'll just tell you she's probably not going that great.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what she looks like, so.
Do you guys know what dictionary.com's word of the year is?
No.
Salchicha?
No.
It's not salchicha, although that would have been a great.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha. It's a sausage.
That never gets old. That never gets old. Nope. You guys, you should know, and you'll go, really?
I don't know. What is it?
67.
Oh gosh. You know, so see? Dumb. Dude, quit so trying dumb. To quit trying to get, you know, guess what our word of the year. Yeah, this was just dumbing down.
It's just a, that's a, not even a word.
This
it's a
is
number.
The dumbest. This
it's
is
a number.
Our society is just fried. We're completely cooked. That's the word of the year. It's just a stupid
it's
meme.
It's not a word. It's a number.
It's a meme from a dumb. It's
a
from
word,
a song.
67 is a number.
And they it don't say 67.
Is. Yeah.
They don't say 67.
Say 6'7".
6'7".
67.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Dictionary.com. I thought you were better than that.
What else? What else can I use? That's why thesaurus.com whips y'all's ass
this
every
is what
year.
We're saying. Merriam-Webster.com.
Yeah.
Whips y'all's ass. Dictionary.com.
Yeah.
Oh,
Merriam-Webster's
wow.
what I trust. You know, I don't trust
yeah,
dictionary.com.
Dictionary.com. What does
mainstream
that even mean?
Word definitions.
Going with trends.
Mm-hmm. Following
apparently
a
Selma,
conspiracy
Indiana,
theories in dictionary.com.
A Selma, Indiana woman works for the county, and apparently she's in trouble. She's facing felony fraud and theft charges after allegedly stealing $45,000 from the Central Indiana School Music Boosters program and using the money to gamble and buy cigarettes. I kind of feel like wait, the ends justify the means. I needed to gamble, and I needed some smokes. All right. Okay. I get it. Yeah. Gambling and smoke money. You guys got a problem with that?
No, I mean,
where did she take the money from again?
That's probably
from the Central Indiana School Music Boosters program.
I don't know anyone there who plays violin. I don't care.
No, I don't care either. You know what? I mean, honestly, what great
smokes.
Musicians.
What? How old is this woman?
She's
73?
She's, I don't know. It doesn't say
how old. I got to buy some smokes.
Yeah, to stealing money to buy smokes is a thing. I get, I guess, the gambling thing. But to add on, I needed my cigarettes, too?
She's about 50. Yeah, she's
yeah,
choking
that,
down
that
some.
Could be.
Hey, 50-year-olds can choke down some heaters,
yeah,
too.
No, they were in the cigarette generation.
Yeah.
You won't find a millennial out there trying to buy cigarettes.
No. I mean,
I need to steal money to buy cigarettes. They're vaping, period.
Yeah. Cigarettes are going to be like payphones pretty
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, exactly. They're you won't even know about them. I still see people, like, I see people in the store, and they at the grocery store at HEB, and like, and I also need a package of cigarettes. So they got to walk over
yeah.
and get a pack of cigarettes. It's
unlock
like,
them from
what
the
are
lockup.
We doing? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just, it's such a hassle. If you're behind them in line at the grocery store and they got to walk over to the cigarette thing. And
yeah.
Unlock.
Next, what are you doing? Paying with a check?
Yeah. Right?
Money order.
Money order. A check. What are we doing here?
A American Express. All right, we're done. Mopey Mapes next. Is Mopey here? Is Mapes here yet?
Yeah
that was
here.
A
one
time thing. Don't
he's
worry
alive.
About it.
Well, I gotta ask.
Well,
every
it's
time,
not though.
It's
well,
not.
With my show, it's a
East River
thing.
Mopes.
East River Mopes.
East River Mapes.
I'm Mopes,
I mean,
remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
East River Mopes.
No, I can tell you this, though. They better have this fixed next Monday when we come in because YouTube TV customers lost ESPN. We told you. We were telling you this, and look what yeah. happened. Now yeah. you get nothing.
Boom.
The sports nothing. You love are gone. College football, college game day, Sports Center. You missed Stephen A. Smith and McAfee and all the things that you just tune in
that's
for.
That's the one
you
that
love.
Hurts.
Monday
that
Night
hurts.
Football, NBA, college basketball, all of it gone. You want to get it back? Go to the website, keepmynetworks.com, to keep ESPN.
All right. And listen, you got to start thinking ahead. You weren't thinking ahead with this ESPN thing. You got to think ahead for Christmas. You got to think ahead with Republic Boot Company. You got to think ahead with the rodeo. You got to think ahead with having a party. They can hold up to, how about, they can hold up to a couple hundred people now at Republic Boot Company. In the Heights, wonderful facility. They've got a stage. You might have a band that you want to bring in or whatever, but I mean, it's unbelievable. This is a leather store, And yet it's so much more. I mean, it's incredible everything that they do. It's incredible the selection. It's incredible how they customize the boots, then make them perfect. But you also got the 1836 boots, which you can get customized right now and have that ready for Christmas. You want, or anything that you want to give to your clients or your employees, wallets, wine totes, golf bags, toiletry bags, work bags, backpacks, travel bags, and more. Lance, this is the place to go.
John said it all. Go to republicbootcompany.com right there in the Heights. You can't miss it. But whether it's boots, hats, belts, sports jackets, or any of the a variety of gifts that John talked about that you can have customized, there's only one spot. It's basically a monument, a museum to the great state of Texas with so much to choose from in there. And tonight is Fireball Friday. So go in there and unwind at republicbootcompany.com with live music and some drinks in there for you. republicbootcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew.
Bye, bitch.